We are learning Masechta's Sukkah, Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis, and we're beginning from the two dots around seven lines from the top. It's in our Mishnah, Ema Sifa Amel Ches. We're continuing the Sugya back to the same Sugya. It says in our Mishnah, they never have more than 48. Frank of Avaloy, they never have more than 48. Vayike Erev Pesach, Shechali is Peshabbos. Erev Pesach, that's Chal on Shabbos, you're going to have more than 48. Dila Rav Yehuda, which if you're Rabbi Yehuda, Erev Pesach only added on 21. Okay, so you have 21 plus 21 is 42, plus another 9 because of Shabbos for the Musaf. So it's Chlishim V'chada. That's 51. And either Rabbanon, if it's going to Rabbanon, it holds as 27 on Erev Pesach. So right away you have 48 in Erev Pesach, now plus another 9 because it's Shabbos for the Musaf. See the Rabbanon, Chlishim V'sheva. You're going to have 57. So the Kasha is never more than 48. There's more than 48. Erev Pesach, Shechal v'Shabbos, you have for sure the Kuli Yom, 1 and 48, either 51 or 57. And for the Gemara, Ki Ketani, Midi the Issa v'Chol Shana. Our Mishnah only says something that happens every single year. Erev Pesach, Shechal is v'Shabbos, the less of v'Chol Shana, Erev Pesach, the Shechal on Shabbos. That doesn't happen every single year, v'Chol Shana v'Shana, like Ketani, it doesn't say that. Erev Pesach, Shechal v'Shabbos, doesn't happen every year, therefore it doesn't say it. And the Mashal speaks out, Lefiza answers the Kasha before. We had a Kasha before that Rosh Hashanah, we had Erev Pesach, Shechal, Elias, Erev Shabbos. We had a Kasha, why we say those cases? And we have to answer, Shaya, Teretz is. No, it doesn't happen every year. So you have the same Teretz for that as well now. But the Gemara's Kasha is, but what is the case our Mishnah gives? Erev Shabbos, Shemesech Chag. That a Friday landed up a Chol HaMoed. That happens every year. Oto Erev Shabbos, Shemesech Chag, Mi Issa V'Chol Shana. Every year you have a Friday that lands up on Chol HaMoed, Zimlon Shkachas Lo. Sometimes doesn't happen. Hechidami, how is that possible? Doesn't happen. You remember that in the time of Beis Mikdash and now in Eretz Yisrael to this day, there's 6 days of Chol HaMoed, so it's a good chance to land up on a Friday. Hechidami, the only way it doesn't land up on a Friday, can Shachal Yontev Rishon Erev Shabbos, if the first day of Sukkot lands up on Erev Shabbos. So Kimiklo Yom, so that would be the case. So that's Mar's Kasha. It doesn't happen every year because it's possible for the first day of Sukkot to land up on a Friday, and turns out Hashanah Rabba will be on a Thursday, and there's no more days of Chol HaMoed on Friday. So why does that Mishnah say that Erev of Shabbos Chag is 48? It doesn't happen every year because it's possible the first day of Sukkot to land on Erev Shabbos. Zok the Gemara, no, that's not possible. Zok the Gemara, Ki Mikli Yom Tavrishim Erev Shabbos Mitcha Dachin Lei. If it ever happens that Friday is the first day of Yom Tov, we push it off. And Taka, these days we don't have such a thing. You never have the first day Yom Tov on a Friday. My time, why do you push it off? Given the Ikla Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Yesh Erev Shabbos, if the first day of Sukkot is Erev Shabbos, it must be Yom Kippur Emes Hava. When was Yom Kippur before? It was 4 days earlier. So it was 5 days earlier, technically. So when was that? On Sunday. Yom Kippur Emes Hava B'Chav Shabbos on Sunday. And we never want to have in the 2 days Yom Tov in a row. 2 real days Yom Tov. These days we have our snake at the Yom, but we don't have 2 days Yom Tov in a row. Why not? So what Rosh Hashanah says, the reason is because of Yarka and Messiah. First of all, if someone dies, Chas V'Shalom, you can't bury him for 2 days. And in the second day Yom Tov, you're allowed to bury a mace on the second day. First of all, you don't want a mace to sit for 2 days or decompose. Also because of the food, it shouldn't get spoiled. And those days in refrigeration. So they never wanted 2 days Yom Tov in a row. So if Yom Kippur lands up on a Sunday, we have now Rosh Shabbos Sunday. What? Rosh Shabbos Sunday. Right, but then they didn't want to have it. The only time we have it is maybe Shavuos. The only time we'll have it, and there because Italian Sfiras, you have no choice. You can't do anything about it because it has to be Sfiras Ayinah. But anytime they had a chance to push off a month, they would push it off. They shouldn't have 2 days Yom Tov in a row. You'll never have a Rosh Hashanah on a Sunday. You'll never have a Sukkot on a Sunday. You'll never have a Pesach on a Sunday or on a Friday. Because you're never going to have 2 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov in a row. You can't even Kippur either. So if it lands up on a Sunday, if it lands up Yom Kippur on a Sunday, that would be a problem. And therefore, they did not allow it to happen. Therefore, it's never possible for Sukkot to land up on a Friday. And therefore, every single year, you always have an Erev Shabbos of Chol HaMoed. You always have Erev Shabbos of Chol HaMoed, and that's the Pshat. And that's why our Mishnah says 48, because it happens every year. So, the Gemara, right? Is it true you always push it off? But now, we learned in the Mishnah that there's a case. I'll show you there's a case that there's a Yom Kippur right after Shabbos. But nan chelve Shabbos kreivim Yom Kippurim. Chelve Shabbos kreivim Yom Kippurim. Vom Rav Zera. It says the Amurim of Shabbos, you're allowed to be Makarim Yom Kippur. It's like it's in the Mishnah there. The woman in the Omel is allowed to be Makarim Yom Kippurim. So you see clearly there was Yom Kippur on Sunday. Vom Rav Zera. Kevinim Beirav Bebavel. Have Amri Hodet Tanya Yom Kippurim Shchalias Erev Shabbos Loyer Taiken. Yom Kippurim Das Chal Lias Beerev Shabbos Loyer Taiken. They didn't blow shofar to show that the day that the Shabbos is coming, you have to stop from Malacha because anyway, you ask Malacha Yom Kippur. We bring another raya that's possible to have 2 days Yom Tov in a row because it says in the Braisa that Yom Kippur landed up on a Friday. You stop blow shofar for Erev Shabbos. Why not? Because it was also Malacha anyway of Matzah Shabbos. And Matzah Shabbos didn't make Avdallah. Because even Betfila didn't make Avdallah. Because it was the same type of Malacha, Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And he said about this Brisa, Divrak Kolhi. And Kislikis Lahasa, when I went there to Bava, Ashkar, who the Raider of Shimon, and passed the Yosef of Kamar, that he was saying, and went back to Yisrael, they were saying, Rabbi Kivihi. That's Rabbi Kivi. And Rashi says, it's not negay you to understand the sugi, what it means, Rabbi Kivi or Dira Kol. But what we do see from here, Rashi says, is that it was possible to have a Yom Kippur on a Sunday. First of all, it says, one Mishnah says, Chelvei Shabbos kreivim b'yom kippurim, that the Murim left over from Shabbos, you're allowed to make a Yom Kippurim, obviously it lands up on a Sunday. And number two is that you find you don't make Avdallah on Motzei Shabbos that went into Yom Kippur. So again, you see that there was 2 days in a row that there was Yom Kippur after Shabbos. And we just said it never happens. It does happen. Zogt Gemara. Ki Zogt Gemara is loy kasha. It's not shver. Ha Rabbanon, ha Acherim here. Our Mishnah is going to Rabbanon, who holds that you make sure Yom Kippur never lands up on a Sunday. And these Mishnayis that says that Yom Kippur does land on a Sunday once in a while, that's going to Acherim. The Tanya to Machlekes really. Rabbanon hold that you have a right to push off the Iber HaChodesh, another day, in order that the Yom Tov shouldn't land up on Sunday. But Masha'enke, the Acherim all know, it's always exact, the Tanya. Acherim, Aimrim, the Acherim say, Ein bein atzeres la atzeres, vein mi roshonah roshonah la abo yom v'lvad, vim hois roshonah moberes chamisho. The Acherim say that every year is uniform, that there's always exactly 354 days to a year, which means every Chodesh, The every other one is a male or a chaser. There's either 29 days or 30 days, which comes out, there's 6 months of 30 days, which is 180, and there's 6 months of 29, which is 174. And 174 plus 180 is 354. 354, if you divide into weeks, 350 is 50 weeks, 50 times 7 is 350, and an extra 4 days. So every year is 4 days removed from the day of the year before. It's always like that. So Ein Bein Atzeres La Atzeres, Ein Bein Roshana Roshana, Ela Abba Yom Avaz. Always 4 days in between Shavuos to Shavuos and Roshana to Roshana. And it was a Shalom Uberes, which means you have an extra month of 29 days. It's always a Chaser. It's one more day advance, 5 days. So he says it's always like this. So Acherim hold that every year is all exactly uniform, and you don't do any Abram Letzairich. You don't. It's called like Taisa says, Kusava Eim Abram Letzairich Letzairich. You don't Ma'abram Letzairich, and therefore it's possible for Yom Kippur to land up on a Sunday. Masha Inkein, the Rabban holds impossible Yom Kippur land on a Sunday. They hold they always push it off, and therefore our Mishnah that says that you have Erev Shabbos Shachalis Bechag every single year is going according to the Rabban, not according to Acherim. Meisve, we're going to try to ask another kasha now on Rav Acha. Rav Acha, remember, says that every Muslim gets his own 9 tekiyas, which means it gets its own shir shal yoyim. Because we said we blew shofar b'shas, we said the shira on the nesachim of that carbon. And Rav Acha's b'chash tells us that every Muslim gets his own 9 tekiyas. Meisve, master kasha, Rosh Chodesh chalis b'shabes, Rosh Chodesh lands on Shabbos, shir shal Rosh Chodesh doyek ha-shir shal Shabbos. Which shir do you sing? The shir of Rosh Chodesh, not the shir of Shabbos. It pushes it off. V'isa, but if you hold like Rav Acha, say both of them. Lemon to Shabbos, lemon to Rosh Chodesh. Say both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. You say both of them. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav Safra. So you say both. So because you do both of them, it's Mu'vuy. They do both Tekiyas, you do both Shir. Or Rav Safra, my Doicha, Doicha Lekadem. You do Rosh Chodesh first. In fact, the Gemara, Vamai, why Taki do Rishchodesh first? When it says Rishchodesh Chalam Shabbos, Doichas means you don't do both. You might do both, but you do Rishchodesh first. I told them, I want you to say the cloud that something that's more Tadir goes before the Ein Tadir. And Taisa speaks that you could ask this Kasha anyway, because even if you hold that, pushes it off. Why is it pushing it off? You should do the Tadir faster than Ein Tadir. That's Taisa's Mashma. If you learn not like Taisa, you can learn that Tadir and Ein Tadir is only if you're doing both, which one to do first. Hakapanim, that's the sugi of Tadir and Ein Tadir. But the question is, why Taka, if you're saying both, does Rosh Chodesh come before Shabbos? But my Tadir and Ein Tadir, Tadir Kaidim, Omrav Yechanon, Leida, Shahuk for Rosh Chodesh, Bizmanoi. To let everyone know that Rosh Chodesh was made Bizmanoi. You want to let everyone know that we made Rosh Chodesh. So we want to make a hacker that Rosh Chodesh is here and this is the Rosh Chodesh. And everyone knows this is Rosh Chodesh. That is why we do the Shir Rosh Chodesh Dafka. Fred Marakash of Haya Kera of Dinan, is that the Hakera you do for Rosh Chodesh? Ha Kera, Chrita of Dinan, do a different Hakera. The Tanah we learned in the Mishnah. Chelvei Tomash HaShachar, where do you put, it says in the Mishnah and Yuma, that you place the Imurim on the Kevesh, and then a different set of Kehanim come later on and bring it up to the top of the Mizbech. So we know the Tamid always is the first thing to be brought on the Mizbech. So when they shechted it and put it onto the Kevesh, you have to put it into a place where you realize this is the Tamid, I have to bring this up before the Musaf. So where they placed everything. So Chelvei Tomit Shal Shachar Nitna Mechatzi Kevesh Lamata was put on the lower half of the ramp, B'Mizrach, on the east side. V'Shal Mesafim, and the Imurim on the Mesafim, Nitna Mechatzi Kevesh Lamata, on the lower half of the Kevesh, B'Mayrav, on the west side. V'Shal Rosh Chodesh, the Imurim Rosh Chodesh, Nitna Tachas Karka Mezbech Lamata, was put two-thirds of the way up the Kevesh, which was parallel to the karko of HaMizbeach, which is the soiviv that went around the Mizbeach, which was two-thirds of the way up, which was six amas up, that's where they put it onto the kevesh. At a higher place, the Rosh Chodesh, the Murim Rosh Chodesh. V'am Rav Yechanan, what was the reason they put it higher up, they put the Rosh Chodesh and Murim higher up? Lay that the level knows, shahuk for Rosh Chodesh Bizmanai, the Rosh Chodesh was made Bizmanai. So the kash is, why are you telling me that they said Shir Shal Yoyim Rosh Chodesh before Shir Shalom Shal Shabbos to do a Akeira? We have a different Akeira. We have a Heker, we have a Simon of where you put the Murim on the Kevesh. And for the Gemara, three Akeira of Dinan, the Chazi Hai Chazi, the Chazi Bahai Chazi, they made two Akeiras. Some people saw this one, some people saw that one. They didn't everyone see the same ones. They definitely made two of them. Enough that everyone should know that the day is Rosh Chodesh. So right now we are still in the middle of the Sugya of Rav Acha, that Rav Acha holds that you make a new tkiyas, a new shir shirim in every single musaf. On every single musaf, you have three musaf and Rosh Hashanah, you have three different tkiyas. And Me'at Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, we will continue this discussion about these tkiyas and Rav Acha Shita.